Minnesota sees spike in coronavirus cases for younger people. By Kyle Morris on June 28, 2020. Minnesota has witnessed a spike in the number of younger people who are testing positive for COVID-19 as the pandemic continues to grow in the United States. According to data released Sunday by the Minnesota Department of Health, 523 new cases were identified Sunday, bringing the total number of coronavirus positive residents in the state to 35,549. A spike in the number of people who are testing positive for the virus can be seen amongst people in their 20s, with that age group making up the largest group of positive cases in the state. As of June 28, there have been a record number of 51% new positive cases announced for people in their 20s. According to Minnesota's Star Tribune, four bars in the Minneapolis and Mankato areas have contributed to a surge in COVID-19 cases in young adults. Star Tribune reported, roughly 100 people suffered COVID-19 infections related to crowding over the June 12th to 14th weekend at Rounders Sports Bar and Grill in the 507 in Mankato. While more than 30 cases have been identified among people who went to Cowboy Jack's near Target Field and the College Club in Dinkytown between June 14th and June 21st. Officials in the state have warned that the number of positive cases for people in their 20s can continue to grow unless precautions are taken to not overwhelm the system. When you have 56 cases associated with one location from one weekend, that is not managing the rate of growth, said Chris Aresman, state infectious disease director. Aresman added that businesses and citizens should work to prevent the spread so that even as we open up, we are not putting ourselves in a position to overwhelm the system we worked so hard to strengthen. According to the Star Tribune, the number of lab-confirmed cases in Minnesota has increased 37%, from 25,208 on June 1 to 34,616 as of Friday, but has increased 51% among people aged 20 to 29 and 61% among children and teenagers. While there is a spike in the number of positive cases in the state, it is worth noting that of the 1,460 people that have died in the state from COVID-19 illnesses, only two of those people were below the age of 30. As of Sunday, Minnesota health officials had administered nearly 15,000 tests. 9% of those who have been tested have been hospitalized, while 228 remain in hospitals across the state. The state's health department also reported 8 new COVID-related deaths, bringing the state's death toll to 1,460. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.